This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. When two top American officials testified about Iraq yesterday, they were talking to a couple of Senate committees. But they were also talking to five senators who were vying to be the next president. Yet General David Petraeus and Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker were spared much of the typical campaign rhetoric. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Four Democratic senators and one Republican running for president all politely grilled General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker yesterday. Democrat Joe Biden got the most time to do so as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. In an exchange with Petraeus, Biden pointed out that the political reconciliation in Iraq the troop surge was supposed to facilitate had failed to materialize.
If, in fact, the circumstances of the ground are exactly what they are today, in March of next year, will you recommend the continuation of somewhere between 130 and 160,000 American troops being shot at, killed, and maimed every day there?
Mr. Chairman, it's a pretty big hypothetical.
I don't think it's hypothetical. If they're the same.
I would be very hard-pressed to recommend that at that point in time.
Well, I would pray you'd be wise enough not to recommend it.
Sitting on the same panel was fellow Democratic candidate Barack Obama. He used six of his seven allotted minutes, sounding as if he were trying to get the witnesses to agree that it's President Bush who's misleading the nation about progress in Iraq.
We have the president in Australia suggesting somehow that we are, as was stated before, kicking ASS. How can we have a president making that assessment? And it makes it very difficult then for those of us who would like to join with you in a bipartisan way to figure out how to best move forward to extricate this from the day-to-day politics that infects Washington.
Obama then bemoaned to a bemused Chairman Biden how much time he'd used up.
That, of course, now leaves me very little time to ask questions, and that's unfortunate.
That's true, Senator.
Christopher Dodd, the third Democratic presidential contender on the panel, waited until he'd left the hearing room to advocate a deadline for bringing troops home.
The one issue that may bring about reconciliation that hasn't happened yet is the clarity that our American troops are leaving Iraq. And I'm not going to be supporting any more funding for Iraq in the absence of some date certains when you begin a withdrawal and when we complete it.
The sole Republican presidential contender quizzing Petraeus and Crocker came later on the Senate Armed Services Committee. But while John McCain has argued for years that more troops are needed in Iraq, he said nothing to Petraeus about the general's decision to pull back the 30,000 troops sent for the surge by next July. Instead, McCain took aim at unnamed colleagues.
Some senators would like to withdraw our troops from Iraq so we can get back to fighting what they believe to be the real war on terror, which is taking place somewhere else. This, too, is inaccurate. Iraq has become the central front in the global war on terror, and failure there would turn Iraq into a terrorist sanctuary in the heart of the Middle East, a host for jihadists planning attacks on America.
Presidential rival and Democrat Hillary Clinton, who's on the same panel, pointedly noted later that Osama bin Laden's still at large. Like Obama, Clinton sought to put the onus not on Petraeus and Crocker, but on President Bush.
You have been made the de facto spokesman for what many of us believe to be a failed policy. Despite what I view as your rather extraordinary efforts and your testimony both yesterday and today, I think that the reports that you provide to us really require the willing suspension of disbelief.
That careful weaving of praise and skepticism seemed the common theme yesterday for five senators who all want to be the next commander-in-chief. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
And our coverage continues at NPR.org, where you can find audio highlights, analysis, and a look at what's at stake in the Iraq debate for key senators.